Hey guys, I'm really excited for you to listen to this call with Robert. He just finished the program a few weeks ago. He worked with Georgia and felt the support of our team as well throughout the program, which I loved hearing from him in this call you're about to listen to. And I really appreciate how thoughtful he is. And a lot of you guys are thoughtful too, so I think you'll really resonate with that about Robert's story. So, all right, enjoy listening.
Robert, thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited to get to know you in this conversation. George has told me a lot about you.
Thanks, Sarah. It's my pleasure to be here.
Great. Well, you found Introverted Alpha about a year ago, and then you joined our program a few months ago, and you just completed a few weeks ago. So, where were you when you found us a year ago? What was going on in your dating life and your mindset? How did you find us? Like, just kind of paint the picture of where you were at when you first found us.
Yes, of course. So when I first found Introverted Alpha about a year ago, I had pretty much had no dating experience and very limited, I think, knowledge and skills at being able to interact with women or develop some kind of dating or relationship at that level. And it's not something that I had. It's not something I had concentrated on at that point. I certainly was very frustrated that it was something that I didn't feel I could do, and I felt maybe that other people just naturally seemed to be good at this kind of thing. I mean, it was quite a good example. At the time, I had just come back from a holiday where I'd had a spontaneous kind of holiday interaction with a woman that I met, where there was clearly a good amount of chemistry and I could engage in a dialogue, but I just had no understanding of how to deal with that situation or progress it further or make a deeper connection with the person. And I had come back quite frustrated at that particular point in time and kind of came across Introverted Alpha by accident. I think I came across one of your webinars, which I watched shortly before going away for another weekend. And I just remember I was supposed to be packing my bags and I sat there on the floor of my flat, completely transfixed for the hour or so, listening to you talking about Introverted Alpha and what you did and about the process. And I was sat there supposed to be getting ready to go the next day, and I was completely transfixed that there were other people like me that struggled with this, and that I wasn't alone, and that there was the option for support and for help, and that there was something I could do about it. And I remember that being a very emotional discovery of the company, and quite transformative because I'd never really thought about how I would tackle it. It was something I'd set in my mind that I couldn't do this. I didn't know how to do it. And then suddenly here was this whole world opened up to me of, oh wow, this is maybe something I can improve at, something that I can get sorted. And so that's when I would have booked my very first sort of clarity consultation call. Very first kind of got to know some of your team. And it was at that point in time that I was like, wow, this is amazing. This is totally something I want to do. But because I had found Introverted Alpha quite suddenly at the time, there were other things in my life that I was doing with terms of career and moving houses, which I did in the end in between. And I knew that I wanted to get some of those things sorted so that I could put basically my undivided attention to this because I realized it was very important to me. And in the gap between finding you and then finally signing up for the course, there are a number of things that I knew I wanted to have done and got sorted in other areas of my life. And I had done all of those in a slightly different order to which I planned, but they were sorted. But I also had a very interesting note that said, I sort of left in my journal that said, if you're not doing this by then, you're avoiding it because you're afraid to step out of your comfort zone and go and do this. And I had written down that this is something I want to do. This is something I said I wanted to tackle with a certain time frame, and that I knew I wanted to go and do it. And it came to the point earlier this year where I realized, wow, that deadline that I sort of loosely set myself is approaching. I have not achieved significantly much more by myself, which I had, you know, made some small attempts. I was like, okay, well, I'll try and see what I can do by myself now that I know this is something to work on. And so I hadn't really made that much progress. And I knew that I really, really wanted to do this. I'd had enough interaction at that point, talking to the team, reading your emails, feeling like I was getting to know Introverted Alpha a bit better through the fantastic material that's just available on your website. And so I was like, this is what I want to do now. And I was, half of me was completely certain this was the right time to do it. This was totally what I wanted to do. And at the same time, the other half of me that always doesn't want you to necessarily step out of your comfort zone was getting quite anxious about the whole thing. And then, as you know, I took a plunge and went for it a couple of months ago. And that's pretty much how I discovered you and got started.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that story. I loved imagining all that. You're a great storyteller, too. I just felt like I was right there with you when you met the woman on holiday, and then when you went home, and then when you were supposed to be packing, and just listening, like, oh, my God, really? Other men? And there's a solution, like, I can improve this? And then how you wrote that down, that you were going to definitely address this by X time or else you were avoiding it, got the other things in order, and then halfway, so yes, 100% yes, and then that half of you that's like, oh, this is definitely out of the comfort zone, and you went for it, and now you're here. Amazing. I love how deliberate you were with your process and how connected you were to what you felt. Through the process. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, no, for sure. And it was interesting because certainly immediately before I had joined, in some ways, I was still in the mindset where a big part of me was basically feeling like I wasn't able to do this, or that I was never going to be very good at this. And although I was initially very, very excited when I'd found or was considering the idea of going through this coaching program, almost by the time it came to the end of my deadline, and I suspect it was me, part of me trying to talk myself out of it, is that I was beginning to lose interest in sorting this area of my life. And I could feel that I was at risk of sort of just simply accepting that I wasn't going to be good enough and this wasn't something that I could do. And that was... That was definitely the final clincher that I just had to shake myself out of. I was like, I would never, ever want to look back on this and regret that it's something I hadn't tried. And so, yeah, that was definitely the point at which I was going for it 100%.
Wow. Wow. So in tune with yourself and so honest. It takes courage to be honest, you know. It takes a lot of courage to just look at it like, oh my God, okay, this is life. This is it, one life. This is it. Yeah, and it was so personal for you. Like you really felt that from within yourself. It wasn't, it wasn't external. It was from within you. I love that, hearing that and imagining that. And so here you are today. A few weeks after completing the program, let's just start with where your headspace is at about dating and your abilities to date and connect with women. Like where is your mindset and headspace at now compared to, let's say, right when you first started or right before you first started the program?
Yeah, okay. Well, if I guess, start before, then I'll tell you what it was like then and how that's changed for me, because it probably makes sense. And I think definitely before I'd done the coaching program, I was very much frustrated and lost in this area of my life. So almost every face-to-face encounter that I had had with someone that I felt some attraction towards, I hadn't been able to progress. I had kind of had some goes at online dating by myself, but without any significant success. And it just left me feeling very frustrated that I didn't know what I should be doing in a social situation. You know, even when there's substantial chemistry and connection, I was either clueless at reading what was going on or just without any kind of process, I would just get lost in the emotions of the situation and not be able to have a clear head about what I needed to do. And I think that kind of takes a big toll on your confidence. I would not have put myself out to go and talk to people and meet people because I never felt that I was as good as others, although I was an equal other, and that people would be interested in me. And it's that kind of doubting your own capabilities, doubting who you are, and just being frustrated about any results and experience that I was having is certainly where I was before. Whereas today, I mean, my headspace is completely different on this topic. It's not something I worry about. I don't worry about this in the same way that I did before. I'm enjoying exploring and learning and developing my skills and making connections. At a personal level, I'm very proud of me, and I appreciate myself so much more as a person, what I can bring to relationships and interactions and connections. And I think I went into this going, I need to know what to do. I need to be more confident. I need to be this different person to who I was. And instead, what I found is that I didn't come out of this having found the confidence I thought I needed to tackle this aspect of my life. I realized instead that I already am everything I need to be. I kind of found myself and just got to enjoy that so much. And at a practical level, that just means if I meet someone that I like, I'm interested in, it's not a situation where I panic now. I think about what I'm supposed to do, what the coaching and the skills that I've learned and got from the team, and I just implement it. And this basically leaves your mind feeling so much clearer. You're not lost in the emotions. You're not going around on an endless loop of what do I do, what do I do, what do I do. You know what you need to do. So you have the clarity of following the process in terms of making a connection, reading the effect that that's having on someone, and progressing through in a way that allows you to keep the headspace to let who you are shine through, so that you basically interact and offer to the other person or the rest of the world who you truly are. And it just leaves you so, I think, comfortable and confident in who you are, and that you're an equal in this. And you very much go out to this, you know, knowing it's, you know, you know that you're a great person, and you're just going out to explore what the other person's like to see whether there's a genuine connection.
Love how you describe all of that. I really love listening to you. I love listening to how you describe that. Yeah, there's this comfort and confidence and space, mental, emotional space of knowing what the steps are, but also not feeling panicked about it, because when you read it, it sounds like the way that you read it and the way, because you had already, just the way that the program is set up, you know, it starts with you and getting to know and appreciate yourself. And so by the time you get to the steps, it's all through the lens of who you are and knowing what feels right for you, knowing how to feel into the moment, what's going on in the moment, what feels right for the moment, if there's a connection. And so it's not like this cold, hard, external set of steps. It's like you learn, but from the place of really feeling and appreciating who you are.
Yeah, no, for sure. I completely agree. And, you know, it's everyone's human. And I think one of the key things now for me is that if I have a day where I'm not on top form, or I don't feel like doing it, or it doesn't go perfectly to plan, I don't beat myself up about it. I understand now it's part of the learning and development process. And if you don't want to go and meet someone or don't feel like interacting with someone one day, you have that choice. I think that's what makes it truly empowering, is you go from feeling lost and incapable to knowing you have the choice. And it's that choice that gives you the freedom. It's a skill that you can practice, and you learn from your wins and you learn from your failures. It's not this mystical thing that you freak out about and you sort of waste time wallowing in your emotions when you don't know what you're doing.
Oh my God. Totally. Yeah, and the self-respect, the sense of self. Like, you know, you do what you want to do, and if you don't feel like it, then you don't have to panic, because this is not you avoiding it. So because you have the skills now, because you know yourself and appreciate yourself now, if you decide that you want to stay in one night when you, let's say you're planning to go out, you're not avoiding it. You're simply taking care of yourself and staying in, because you could just as easily have planned to stay in and then ended up going out, because you're free, you know. You're free to do what you want, how you want. And you're looking for genuine connections that feel good for you. It's like a whole different headspace from feeling, you know, if feeling like it's not possible, or then I don't know how much you were you exposed at all to pick up advice before Introverted Alpha, of just like, just do it and all that stuff. Were you, how exposed were you to that before finding us?
That's a good question. So I wasn't very exposed to other, I'd certainly not spent a lot of time reading other material. I'd never been through any other kind of coaching or dating training programs. And there wasn't another school of thought I had followed from a kind of trying to improve in this area of my life. But I very much had been subject to some of my close and very good friends, with the best will in the world, saying exactly that to me, and finding that so painful, like, to the extent that I couldn't go back and say to them, guys, this makes me feel really uncomfortable, when if they knew I was meeting someone I liked, to send me a message that would just be, just go for it, or, you know, along that kind of lines of just, you know, just man up and then do it. Go and say something, and that just doesn't work for guys like me. And I think you truly understand that. And I think probably if there was one thing that resonated the most with me, it was hearing that message from Introverted Alpha.
Mm. Oh, I'm so glad. It's so meaningful for me to hear that. Oh my God. Yeah. Because when I say that, I say it for you and for guys like you. This is so meaningful. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I mean, there's one, I'll make it short, but a good example about feeling, you know, today, feeling just so good about the whole process, and very much viewing it from a mindset where it's got to be right for everyone, and it's all about making genuine connection. I've got loads of things that I'm doing this weekend, most of which I think are related to the place that I find myself today in terms of going out, activities, and meeting people. But I did have a date lined up for tomorrow evening, which was going to be quite exciting, and I was quite looking forward to that. But actually, the woman I was meeting has pulled out of that. She doesn't want to meet tomorrow, which is fine. And I think there's a time where, even if I ever got onto that stage, that would have been something that I didn't know how to deal with. I wouldn't have necessarily been very clear emotionally in my head. Whereas for me now, I'm just so happy and comfortable me being me representing who I am as part of that discussion, that relationship. And if she doesn't feel that it's right for her, then that's completely how I would want it to be. But, you know, if she doesn't want to do it, that's not what she wants to do, then this is exactly where we should be today. And I just, it just feels right and natural, and it's not something that bothers me or I worry about. And in exchange, now I find that I'm doing something else at the same time and going out and meeting other people.
I love that. I love that because it's not just the quote unquote wins or like the actual wins where you're like, oh my God, that was amazing. That happened. That's so great. It's also the moments where there would have been just a lot of dis-ease or, you know, anxiety or whatever is the emotion. I think it has a different flavor for each person, right? Where do we go when we're like, oh my God, what happened, right? And so there was the trigger for that because she pulled out of the date. And then even though the trigger was there, there was nothing to be triggered because you were like, great, because you felt so clean and clear about how you were communicating that it didn't even, like, it's that was what's fulfilling, is being yourself and feeling you in that connection and, you know, of however far the connection went. At the point when it's not for her, then that's perfect, because then that means that it wasn't for y'all together, right? Because it takes two people. And when you know that you're communicating well, then you give the other person free choice. And then by their actions being clear, then you have choice. Everybody has choice, and it's so respectful for everyone, for yourself and for her. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love that you had such a simple moment, but it means so much, you know, to be able to look back and say, that is not how I would have handled that before. Yeah, but that's how you handled it today.
Yeah, not for sure. That was certainly a moment of realization for me as well.
What was it like? What was the process like of the 12 weeks? You from your first session with Georgia into your last session with Georgia, and what was it like working with her? And I mean, I know some things because she really loves working with you, and so I've heard about you know, from her perspective bits and pieces here, but I'd love to know from you, what was the process like working with her through the program?
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I think for starters, I will make this comment, which is to say that all of the people that I've met and encountered at Introverted Alpha are amazing. Just the way you present yourselves and put yourselves forward and deliver the material and material content is truly stunning. And I cannot think of anyone ever that I have met or know of that I would rather have entrusted this bit of my life to. You're all such a team of warm, genuine, and caring people who, when you're in the process, you just feel like the Introverted Alpha team and your coach in particular just so totally has your back. It's just such a safe space in which to develop and have these conversations, and it felt like that for me the whole way through, and that was deeply reassuring from the moment I signed up all the way through to my last coaching call. And I think in terms of the sort of program itself, the level of material and content, care and detail that has gone into it really shines. I mean, for me, I went into this with very little experience, and as a consequence, when you walk into the unknown, you don't know how much there is to discover, and I didn't know how much there was to discover, and there was so much that I learned, that was skill-based, so many different areas and aspects of my life that the program touched, from sorting out my own mindset, understanding how that relates to my interactions with other people, through to practical skills on reading women, touch and messaging, and online dating and face-to-face dating. And it was, I think, just the way it was delivered was incredibly reassuring, and it was really nice to go through it at a pace that felt right, and to have the open, honest dialogue with Georgia and myself as to what was the right pace to do it, what things to concentrate on. And I mean, it just made the whole process thoroughly enjoyable. It provides you the support and a little bit of pressure to help you, you know, keep taking small steps out of your comfort zone, which, if you're going to do this, is inevitably going to be part of the process in enabling you to grow and get where you want to go. But it's done in such a nice way that it's, I think, genuinely one of the best things I've ever done in my life.
So amazing to hear. Thank you so much. I mean, that's very moving. And the fact that you, because that's my exact intention, is that you feel all of our support. You know, you're talking with Georgia, and you're, she's your closest point of contact, and she's supporting you directly through as your coach. But we're all there, you know, caring about you and supporting you. And the fact that you felt that at every point is just amazing. This is the first time that you and I are speaking, but that you felt, but that's been my intention, is that even though we hadn't spoken, that you would feel my support, and you did, and the rest of the team, and they are amazing. I love them so much. Oh my God. They're amazing, amazing people. And you guys are too. It's just like, it's just incredibly special. And I think must be rare, otherwise everybody would be really happy all the time if everybody had this. Wow. Yeah. And I think what you mentioned of the balance of feeling reassured and also a little bit of pressure to get outside of your comfort zone, but like just a little bit of pressure and welcome pressure. Like what you would want and expect, and what you had anticipated. And then as far as the depth of the material, you know, like you said, we don't know until we start learning, and then there's so much. And it's a joyful process too, to see, just to have seen the tip of the iceberg, and then to see so much depth to something that we never even thought could be thought of like that. You know, it's a joy to learn. So sounds like you were experiencing that.
Yes, no, I would totally agree. I mean, just the way the course is rolled out, as you open each layer, it's like unwrapping a new present every week when you get the modules and the material released. And it was just such an absolute highlight of the week. And it was so empowering, and it just gave you a huge sense of relief as well, as you covered a new topic and you suddenly went, oh, wow, this is a thing, and this is how it works, and this is how you deal with this situation, or this is what you can do towards it. And it was just, for me, it was just such a continuous journey of discovering new things. And that made it really, really special. And the coaching calls with Georgia, the contact time with the team, which I know I said to her, is such a powerful part of this program, just that safe space to talk and share just my thoughts and how I've interpreted the material and the experiences I've had, and to ask questions was priceless to me. Like, it really was fantastic. And just the level of detail within the program materials, as well as all the core things that you think you need to get sorted or you maybe know about, just covering all the nuances of sorting out, you know, just online dating profiles and things like my ideal life and all the little bits that form a part of making who you are and making you comfortable with who you are, as well as being able to get a handle on this side of your life, on relationships with women, is covered, or at least all the interlinking relationships between them are laid out so that you can address them if you need to. And it just left me feeling that this was such an authentic and genuine way of developing this skill set and enjoying this aspect of my life. This is how it's meant to be. This is the natural way of doing this. This is not an add-on or a fudge factor that has been added on to cover up for some weakness. This was discovering how things work for me, how I interact with others in the world, and just really enjoying the whole process.
So amazing. Oh, I feel so moved. Our whole conversation, I felt very moved by what you've shared. I feel that you bring a lot of depth to your life and what you do and what you set your mind to. I think that's clear. That feels very clear to me from our conversation. And it also explains why "just do it, come on, just man up" didn't work for you. You're so much deeper than that. You have so much more to offer than that. You know, so much more. You have a whole world to offer. And so of course that didn't work for you. Thank goodness it didn't work for you, because now you're here and now you're on the other side. I mean, thank goodness it didn't work for you. Thank goodness that didn't resonate, you know?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Completely agree.
Well, in closing, what would you say to someone who has been listening, maybe as riveted as I have been with everything that you've said, but from a different perspective, of course, considering possibly joining, maybe not quite sure, maybe more sure after listening to you, but still, you know, maybe just thinking it through for himself, it's a very personal decision. What would you say to someone like that?
Yeah, for sure. I think someone that's listening to this likely already knows a good deal about introverted alpha and will have some feel of how things are done, and I'm sure will feel the connection that I felt. But if you're wondering about whether this is really worth it, whether you will get out of this what it is you think you really want, then I can tell you that this is genuinely worth every penny or every dollar of doing this. This is something that you will look back on and feel so proud of yourself for going through and completing, and so happy that you chose to, particularly if like me, it's just something you didn't have a handle on, that you chose to tackle this area of your life, will be really good. That there is more material and content and support in this program than I think you can imagine, than is possible to convey up front. This is a skill that you can learn. This is an area of your life that you can get a grip on. But until you dip your toe in the water, it's impossible to really know how deep it really is and just how much there is to explore. But believe me, there is so much stuff that you will learn if you're starting like I was, with such little experience. And really what you come out of this with is a choice. It doesn't matter where you start, and it doesn't necessarily matter where you end up at the end. What you come out of this with is knowing that you have the ability and the choice to progress this area of your life, to get to where you want to be. And that's incredibly empowering. It just leaves you feeling so confidently you when interacting with people. You don't worry about not knowing what to do. You just follow through with the process. You enjoy making the interaction, and it just makes everything such a win-win situation.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I love that what you emphasized there about it touching all aspects of your life, because you just feel different because you committed to this, and there was the reassurance and the support and the information that you needed, and then this is what happens on the other side of that. And I think, you know, just that you'd been so thoughtful about this and made that decision. I think, yeah, definitely if anybody who's listening, you make that decision where you're like, you know what, this is something I can do and I'm going to do it. Then that's the plunge. And then from there, it's really fun. It's a really enjoyable process.
Yeah, it's such a hugely enjoyable process. It really is.
Yeah. It is. And I've really enjoyed our conversation, Robert. It's been so special, so, so special. And I so appreciate you talking with me and sharing with me and the guys who will listen about your experience. Thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh my God, Robert. I was like on the brink of tears that whole time because it was so special what you shared. Oh my God. Ah, wow. So special. Yeah. Yeah, that was so special. Now I know why Georgia was like, Robert is amazing. Oh my God. She left her calls with you and yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, I really enjoyed my call too. It was genuinely such a good thing to do. And it was good for me because I am just so deeply thoughtful, which is maybe a little unusual, but it just requires me to think about things sometimes in a slightly different way. And this was just such a natural way of allowing me to do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and thinking and feeling too. You know, it just seems to me that you think very deeply and you feel very deeply as well. And then space to do that. I mean, I think we think very deeply and feel very deeply here too. And I think that is kind of unusual. You know, to feel that deeply and to think that deeply. But, you know, that's how genuine connections happen, is from the depth. That's what makes them special. So.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, I was just looking through notes and things that I'd written about this when I was thinking about what you might ask me. And there was a comment I scribbled down the other day, which you're welcome to think about as well. But I'd written down, not all of the way I think is so deeply thoughtful. Some of it's more kind of, I don't know if aspirational is the word, but I think there's an aspect of every guy that dreams of being the hero, of being the good guy. And I've written down, if you dream of being the hero, the benevolent badass, the good guy who is true and authentic, but also is confident with women, but you think that that's just the stuff of fairy tales or films, it really is not. You're wrong. And that when you go through the Introverted Alpha program, it basically helps you to become that man, or certainly to point you in the right direction. And there is a place in the modern world for men like that. And basically, this teaches you to become your own version of one of those guys. And that for me was really nice as well. The fact that there is a place for the genuine benevolent badass, a truly authentic good guy. And I found my version of that, really, and that's still what I'm working on.
Oh my God. Yeah, you did. Oh, and every man's is so special, and it's just, that's what makes it, it's so special, it's so personal. It's so personal. Because that's what authenticity is, right? It's so real and personal. And how beautifully written. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now I'm going to include all of this too, so that guys can hear what you just wrote. yeah, beautiful. And how does it, like, I don't even know if you can describe, like, how does that feel every day? But how does it feel? I was just say, like, how does it feel in this moment, I would say, to know that you are your own version of exactly that?
I don't know. I think in some ways that's hard to describe. It's incredibly empowering. It allows me to connect with myself at a much deeper level than I might have done before. So I think because I felt that wasn't a part of me that was important, or it was just kind of a part of my imagination. I maybe shut the door in my mind to allow myself to feel those things and to think about those things. And whereas now I just embrace who I am, and I embrace that in the way that I interact with people and the way that I do things. And it's just incredibly empowering. It leaves you feeling really good about who you are. It leaves you feeling, I think, much calmer and with more headspace.
Totally. Empowered, headspace.
Yeah.
Because you're not distracted and worried and all these things. It's just like clear.
Yeah. And it allows you to sort out so much stuff, just other things from within your life as well. Being work-related stuff, family things, just even what you do in your home and the way you look after mm-hmm. yourself. It gives you that clarity to set a direction on that. For me, I've just, even now, as I stood looking back on the few weeks, just gone from strength to strength in other areas of my life that I've taken aside and sorted out and set out to be how I want them to be and fix things that have just been hanging over for months that you put off. Now suddenly this is who I am. This is how I want things to be. And I just go and sort them out. And every day you look in the mirror and you feel more connected as impossible with your values and factors. And I don't really like being confident in yourself, because what I've found is that it's not about being confident, it's about being you. So I think you just feel that deeper connection with who you are, and you realize how much more you have to offer to the world and to your interactions with other people. And that's been very much how I've made the best of my connections over the last few weeks. Some of the people I've met on Zoom, people I've met on holiday, has been when an approach in the traditional sense of the word, inverted commas, has mm-hmm. been the last thing on my mind. I mean, I really... yeah, it's not... You don't worry. I don't worry if it's something I have to do, or I'm not going to have like a confrontation with someone. I don't even think about it like that. Instead, I'm just going over to make a connection with someone, to say hi, to brighten their day, or offer a part of who I am to the world, and just see what happens and find what's great about other people. Close to everything, you're just connecting with women and people. I went and met a bunch of people from the dancing school that I've been going to for the last couple of months after the dancing session of the week, and just wandered up to one of the guys in the commercial afterwards, to one of the first people who arrived. And it felt completely natural to me to have this conversation. And he was gobsmacked. And initiated this conversation and was like, I would totally not do that. I would not have the confidence to walk up to a random person. Mm-hmm. And I suddenly thought, you know what? A couple of months ago, I'd have been like that.
I wouldn't have either.
I didn't even think about it.
Amazing. What other words? I keep on using amazing. I probably said amazing 300 times here, but. what words are there?
Yeah, okay. I use it a lot.
Yeah.
that was one of the really nice things for me at the end, because for quite a long way through the course, like I was quite worried about what happens when I get to the end, and what do I do when I get to the end, and what if I'm not good enough, or what if I've not completed it, or what if I'd not finished, what do I do then? And I was like, oh, I'll be lost. And then when I came to the end, actually, it just felt good. And I know that, I'd come to a point where it's not like, I don't know how I compare to others, but it's not like I, I had like millions and millions of interactions with women and loads of dates and lots of relationship experience. Maybe I'm not like a super golden plan in that sense, but I came from nothing and I was just so happy with what I had learned. And I was so excited to go on my own 2 feet. It felt so, I thought I'd be really sad at the end as well. And part of me obviously was sad that the program was finished, but I was so excited to go out and stand on my own 2 feet and explore and learn and put into practice all the things that I've been through with Georgia. And I think if anything, it's got to be the biggest compliment to teacher and mentor and coach is that at the end of the program, I was just so excited to kind of go out and learn of this. And I know that if I ever want more support, this is where I'd come back to, nowhere else. Yeah. But for now, it just feels good.
Yeah. Well, you sound good. And yeah, how good that feels, just to feel that excitement to go spread your wings on your own and stand on your own 2 feet. And you're doing it. And it's been 3 weeks, you know, and you're doing it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You
all have a lot to, you're definitely all to blame.
I will take the blame. I will share the blame with my team, but together we will take all the blame together. We will take that.
So much stuff I'll end up doing. I've got a half day dancing workshop on Sunday, which is just going to be amazing.
Oh, so fun.
And I'm going out doing a creative workshop in London tomorrow, which one of my friends gave me as a birthday present, but it's just going out and exploring and doing things. So I'm all weekend going out and doing things. I also might go out to a comedy club thing tomorrow. It's just I wasn't going out, just enjoying doing things I wanted to do so much before, and just doing it all the time now. It's such a nice way of enjoying life.
Totally. Oh, man. That's so good. I love that you're doing that. I absolutely want to keep in touch. Like, email me with updates anytime. Like, anytime ever. And, thank you so much again, Robert. I so appreciate, I appreciate the fact that you shared and what you shared and just who you are and your whole story of how you were, instead of packing, you were listening to the webinar. I mean, I just love knowing that story and then tracking all the way through. It's like I just watched a movie that was real and awesome in this hour. And I feel very happy and very honored to be a part of your journey. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you all very much as well. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to, you know, at least offer my support today, if it's of any use to you, because you and what you've created in your team just changed my life in a way that I could never have imagined. And so anything I can do that supports you or would encourage others to, you know, take the plunge and potentially end up, you know, feeling like I feel, I think would be great.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, and we'll absolutely be in touch. And I look forward to staying in touch and seeing how things keep unfolding for you. This is the beginning in so many ways. And I look forward to seeing all the things that are next, and just I love knowing that you're enjoying right where you're at and how you feel and how amazing you feel, and you're just enjoying life. I love knowing that. So enjoy your weekend. And
yeah,
thank you again. Yeah, and we'll be in touch.
Yeah. All right, then. I look forward to it.
Me too. Thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye for now.
Bye.